You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
That's right, our weekly Thursday feature, State of the States, has returned, and we have some exciting new correspondents we'll be working with from WNYU News, which is the news department of New York University's radio station. This week, we hear from their news director, Jacob Goldfisher, who spoke to my producer, Harry, earlier this morning.
We've got Jacob Goldfisher here from the States. How are you, Jacob?
I'm pretty good.
You're all good.
It's a beautiful Wednesday here.
How's the week been over there?
How has this week been?
Yeah.
Well, in terms of myself, I mean, finals have ended, but in terms of news, it's been just another crazy week as always.
Yeah. So to get things started, we've got Comey's memos. They've been released by New York Times reporter Michael Schmidt. What has been revealed in those memos?
So in those memos, Comey has been reportedly, he likes to leave a paper trail, so to speak, of what he's been doing in these sorts of meetings. And in that paper trail, he's said that he's had concerns about what Donald Trump had been meeting with him and asking him to do. In these sorts of memos that have been only read by a select amount of people, like one or two, he's sort of noted that he doesn't exactly agree with what Donald Trump is asking him to do, specifically to drop the investigation against Michael Flynn, who was fired due to his ties into Russia. And so the exact contents of these notes are unknown to us and to, I mean, quite honestly, many people. But they just sort of point a finger at Donald Trump and saying that this was in the case that he would be, if Comey was fired, and then he sort of left this trail to show that he had suspicion that this would happen to him if he didn't follow what Donald Trump had asked him to do. That's where we are now. These officials that have been reporting these leaks had no need to report them while Comey was the FBI director, but since he's been removed, they felt like it was pertinent to the story, and that was information that needed to be said.
So the White House are denying that these memos give accurate depictions of the conversations that Trump and Comey had in private. Comey suggests there may be taped recordings of the conversations that he's had with Trump. Why is it important that there could be these tapings?
Well, if there are tapings, it's not exactly precedent. It hasn't been ideal, or what's the word? It hasn't been the case for many other presidencies to sort of record private conversations in the White House. This was done back in the Nixon era, and after that, after Watergate, recordings of conversations were not normal. So if these tapes did exist, it sort of shows a change in ideology and sort of a moving back towards the Nixon era in recording these tapes. But these tapes have been cited by Donald Trump on Twitter, saying that before Comey went to the press and leaked these stories, that he, quote, hopes that there are no tapes of these conversations. So the White House I don't think they are confirming or denying whether or not these tapes do exist, but the president has said that he hopes that these tapes do not exist. So it's unclear whether or not there are these tapes. Sean Spicer at the press briefings was asked about these specific tweets and has repeatedly said that he has nothing more to comment and that the tweets, quote, speak for themselves. So it's hard to say. It's very hard to say. It's conflicting reports from the White House and from the press, and so it's difficult to know who to believe at this point. And because there's so few officials or few sources from these things, again, one or two people have sort of read these these reports that it's hard to tell who is telling the truth in this situation.
Has there been much of a response from Congress? Is there any senators speaking up about this?
About Comey, the Democrats certainly have. The Republicans, not so much. Back during the election, Comey did reopen the investigation against Hillary Clinton, and when that happened right before the election, Democrats wanted Comey to be removed, saying that this was not a good idea. They really disliked the idea that this investigation against Hillary Clinton was going on right before the elections. But ever since that Comey started investigating into Trump and into Russia, the Democrats have been more supportive of him. After he was removed, Donald Trump used the Democrats being originally against Comey against the Democrats, saying that, oh, you flipped your mind and so on and so forth. But the Republicans on in terms of Comey's removal are citing that he was not fit for the job, basically for the same reason that the Democrats had said. They're citing the Democrats and quoting them in many cases. In terms of Comey's removal, it's definitely split down party lines. The Democrats are unhappy about this, saying that it's an MP, it's a they're trying to distract from these ongoing investigations. And the Republicans say that, well, Comey was just unfit for the job, as the Democrats have already said in the past.
So, with regards to the classified information, the White House are denying that Trump has revealed highly classified information in that Oval Office meeting with the Russian foreign minister. How has Trump responded to this?
Well, this is another one. This is another case of who exactly is telling the truth. The original report that we are talking about, that on Monday, the Washington Post reported that from current and former officials at the White House that President Trump had said some very classified information, so classified that even our own allies did not know about it, and such information that is so classified that the press is being asked to not report specific information from it. As to whether or not there was significantly classified information, again, the White House is saying that no, this was not classified information, and specifically that no discussion of sources, methods, or military operations were discussed. However, Donald Trump did say in a tweet, quote, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, specifically against terrorism and ISIS." But it's conflicting reports. Originally, the White House had reports from Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and from the National Security Advisor Dina Powell disputing the Washington Post account. Dina Powell just simply said that the story was false. But then Donald Trump on Twitter said that, yes, he did talk to Russian officials about these sorts of facts pertaining to terrorism. So What the conflict is exactly how classified this information was and whether or not the information was classified. This is something that is not split down party lines. Republicans are saying if this is true, this is very troubling. Senator John McCain has stated that if these reports are true, then that is not – it is definitely not a good sign. So it's hard to say. I do not know who is telling the truth at this point. Do you trust the White House or do you trust the press at this point?
I was reading up about how there is a lack of trust in the White House at the moment, especially with Sean Spicer's sort of disastrous press conferences that he's been holding. I mean, what's the feeling?
Yeah.
I saw Elijah Cummings, a Democratic representative, said the GOP would have impeached Clinton if she had done a fraction of what Trump had so far as president. Are there grounds for talks of a Trump impeachment?
Well, there's certainly hope of one from the Democrat side. Does Trump leaking this classified information mean that he can be impeached? No. Unfortunately or fortunately, as president, Donald Trump does have a significant authority pertaining to this information. He can declassify information as he sees fit. So anybody else in the White House or any person, civilian who would give away this information, they would be in jail, no question, if this information was classified. And if the information that the Washington Post is saying was shared is true, then yes, it is illegal and they would be in jail. However, because he is the president of the United States, he can declassify any information that he wants to. So even if these reports are true, it's unlikely that he'll be impeached for it. There's no grounds for it. He could be impeached if his entire cabinet thinks that he's unfit and that there's a vote that goes through the Senate and the House impeaching him, but at this point, it's unlikely.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.